This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Japanese counterpart Shigeru Ishiba have unveiled a comprehensive decade-long roadmap aimed at deepening strategic, economic and technological cooperation between the two countries. The two leaders made the announcement after summit talks in Tokyo yesterday. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said during the 15th India-Japan annual summit, Prime Minister Ishiba and he reviewed the full range of bilateral ties between our nations and agreed to further strengthening the India-Japan special strategic and global partnership. In a joint press meet after the talks, Mr. Modi said that both countries have set a target of 10 trillion yen investment in India from Japan in the next 10 years.
अगले दशक के लिए एक रोडमैप बनाया है हमारे विजन के केंद्र में इन्वेस्टमेंट इनोवेशन इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी एनवायरमेंट टेक्नोलॉजी हेल्थ मोबिलिटी पीपल टू पीपल एक्सचेंजेस एंड स्टेट प्रीफेक्चर पार्टनरशिप ये प्रमुख बातें हैं हमने अगले 10 वर्षों में जापान से भारत में 10 ट्रिलियन येन निवेश का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया है
The Prime Minister announced an action plan for human resource exchange and cooperation between the two countries, setting a target of facilitating the two-way movement of more than 5 lakh people from different sectors between India and Japan over the next 5 years. He affirmed India and Japan's commitment to a free, open, peaceful, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific. Mr. Modi also welcomed the agreement between the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, and the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, JAXA, for the Chandrayaan 5 mission under the Lunar Polar Exploration, LUPEX, program. Later, briefing the media on PM Modi's Japan visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri informed that both leaders exchanged a joint vision for the next decade. He said both sides also launched an economic security initiative which identifies 5 priority sectors that will receive concentrated attention from the two sides. These sectors are semiconductors, critical minerals, pharmaceuticals, information and communication technologies, and clean energy. India has officially submitted its proposal to host the 2030 Commonwealth Games, marking a significant step in its ambition to bring the multi-sport event back to the country after 2 decades. The formal bid was submitted to the President of Commonwealth Sport, the Commonwealth Games Federation, Dr. Donald Rukare, by a delegation in London yesterday. The bid positions Ahmedabad as a host city for the centenary edition of the Games, marking 100 years of the Commonwealth Games. Addressing the media after submitting the proposal, Gujarat Sports Minister Harsh Sanghvi shared that the proposal to host the Commonwealth Games 2030 reflects India's commitment to delivering a games that is sustainable and inclusive.
2030 अहमदाबाद के लिए आज ऑफिशियल बिड कॉमनवेल्थ प्रेसिडेंट को प्रस्तुत की गई है आने वाले दिनों में इसके प्रेजेंटेशन और ये चालू रहेंगे खासतौर पे पिछले 10 सालों में भारत में स्पोर्ट्स के लिए एक नई दिशा सभी खिलाड़ियों के लिए नई फैसिलिटीज प्रस्तुत की गई एवं अवेलेबल करवाई गई है
In sports, in football, India have clinched the 2025 SAF Under-17 Women's Championship title in a dominant fashion, overpowering Nepal 5-0 at the Chang Limitang Stadium in Thimphu yesterday. In badminton, the men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty has stormed into the semi-final of World Championships in Paris, assuring India of a medal at the tournament. The world number 9 thrashed second seeds Aaron Chia and So Wui Yik of Malaysia 21-12, 21-19 in the quarterfinals. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Karnataka, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Uttarakhand today. The Met Department has also predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places over northeast Bihar, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra and parts of South India today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.